super, cali, fragilistic, expialidocious.
That's not a word.
Of course it's a word. And unless I'm very much mistaken, I think it's going to prove to be a rather useful one. When trying to express oneself, it's frankly quite absurd to leaf through lengthy lexicons to find the perfect word. A little spontaneity keeps conversation keen. You need to find a way to say precisely what you mean. Supercalifragilistic expialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilistic expialidocious.
But it doesn't mean anything.
It can mean exactly what you want it to. When Stone Age men were chatting, simply grunting would suffice.
Though if they heard this word, they might have used it once or twice.
I'm sure Egyptian pharaohs would have grasped it in a jiff. Then every single pyramid would bear this hieroglyph. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Say it and wild animal do not seem so ferocious.
Add some further flourishes, it's so rococococious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
The Druids would have carved it on their mighty monoliths.
The ancient Greeks, I'm certain, would have used it in their myths.
I'm sure the Roman Empire only entered the abyss because those Latin scholars never had a word like this.
Your breath before you speak in case it's halitosis.
Of course, you can say it backwards, which is Suio Ecodeliop, Zecatilagar, Philocrepus.
She may be tricky, but she's bloody good.
There's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say.
Pick out those 18 consonants and 16 vowels as well. Then put them in an order that is very hard to spell.
S.
S.
U.
U.
P.
P.
E.
E.
R.
R.
C.
O-C-I-O-U-S.
Smarty pants.
S-U-P-E-R.